This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Voters in Ann Arbor will head to the polls tomorrow for the city council primary elections. There are contested races in four of the city's five wards. The second ward will be decided in November. The candidates in each of the contests have been addressing a number of issues leading up to Election Day. A little later, we'll look at the third and fifth ward races. Right now, we'll highlight the candidates running in the first and the fourth wards, beginning with the first. 89.1 WEMU's Jorge Avion reports.
Public safety is and has been an ongoing concern and source of discussion in Ann Arbor. Both first ward candidates would like to see improvement. Sabre Briere is the incumbent.
The fire department, I'd like to see working a lot more in the community, teaching first aid, teaching CPR, helping people understand what they could do to prevent medical emergencies and fire emergencies.
Challenger Will Leaf would like to see more transparency.
I would like to see more information sharing from the police department and what sorts of police reports they share. Right now, there's some surface information shared, but I think we live in a city where people like to analyze data.
But it wouldn't be an election if the candidates agreed on everything, even if sometimes the differences are subtle. When it comes to business development, Briere would like to rally the community to help save current local businesses, but she needs your help.
To make strong local quirky retail function, people have to shop downtown. They have to shop at the local shopping centers, too, at the places where those retail establishments can get started.
For his part, Leaf says he wants to change the city's land use regulations to create more space for businesses.
I think that will be more effective than trying to subsidize businesses directly through tax increments, financing, and some policies that I think are, in a sense, corporate welfare.
Jorge Avion, 89.1 WEMU News.
And we'll return to Jorge in just a second. I do want to remind you that in 1 hour, we'll be taking a look at the third and fifth ward races in the Ann Arbor City Council primary elections. In the fourth ward, longtime councilman Jack Eaton is running off against University of Michigan educational technology expert Jamie McGarrah. 89.1 WEMU's Jorge Avion picks it up from here.
Affordable housing continues to be a hot topic in Ann Arbor, and the fourth ward candidates have some differing views. Councilman Jack Eaton says spending too much money on new development is not the answer.
There's no easy solution for the problem of rapidly increasing housing costs. We are the victims of our own success. We need to protect our neighborhoods from speculative development.
McGarrah says he wants and the city needs new development, and he stands behind a proposal offered by the Ann Arbor consulting firm Duet Development.
You have retail on the first floor and housing on the additional floors. That would be affordable, and they would actually be working in tandem and sell some of those spaces to the Ann Arbor Housing Commission.
Another issue of contention in Ann Arbor concerns transportation and the city's essential infrastructure. Eaton takes this view.
My opponent is willing to use about $8 million in city general fund money for the local portion of the cost of a new Amtrak station. Well, I'd like to see a new train station. I don't place a higher priority on that project than on our fundamental responsibilities.
McGarrah says the council members' plans are outdated.
He wants to continue building bigger sewers to deposit stormwater, as opposed to using things such as retention ponds, rain gardens, permeable pavement, and things of that nature that are what are called sustainable solutions.
Jorge Avion, 89.1 WEMU News.
The Ann Arbor City Council primary elections will be held tomorrow. Polls open at 7 tomorrow morning and close at 8 Tuesday night. Follow WEMU on Facebook, Twitter, and our website at WEMU.org for election results as they happen Tuesday evening. Then join us for a full wrap-up of the elections during Morning Edition on Wednesday. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.